Prevent Child Abuse Florida and partners across the state are ready to support you with resources and programs right in your community. The state of Florida invests in you because every parent deserves support and every child deserves a loving home. Visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
It's a state, not a federal issue. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's former President Trump's position on abortion.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
That's in a Truth Social post this morning as the former president readies a 2024 rematch with President Biden in November.
In this video, he says that he believes abortion policy should rest with the states. He believes that there's not going to necessarily be a federal standard that has X number of weeks that would, something would be allowed or not allowed to happen. Instead, he believes it needs to happen on a state-by-state basis. And he even admits this could create a little bit of confusion depending on where you are. However, he says it's about the will of the people.
Fox's Mark Maron. At the White House, Democrats have blamed three Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices for overturning the Roe v. Wade ruling that undid a woman's right to abortion, letting states ban the procedure. President Biden will go to Wisconsin today, offering more student loan debt relief, up to $20,000 in interest wiped out for 25 million Americans. And Fox's Madeline Rivera reports.
About 2 million borrowers who are eligible for loan forgiveness programs but have not applied could see their balances automatically forgiven.
This after the Supreme Court blocked an even bigger Biden debt relief plan last year. We're all going to see something rare today.
The total solar eclipse, 3 minutes and 51 seconds of atmospheric joy.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray's in Indianapolis, where he will see the moon block the sun entirely.
15 states will have the totality, 115 to 120 miles wide. Over 30 million people will see the totality. But the good news is every state in the lower 48 will experience some sort of this eclipse.
Of course, you need those special protective glasses to avoid serious damage to your eyes. Country star Morgan Wallen's in trouble, arrested last night in Nashville on felony reckless endangerment charges, then released early this morning. Wallen's accused of throwing a chair off a rooftop bar that landed six stories down a few feet away from a couple of Nashville police officers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is Florida News Now.
The grieving mother of a security guard is speaking out about the police-involved shootout that left her son and a gunman dead and seven people wounded, including a Doral police officer. Janina Castellanos tells NBC6 her son George was a hard-working family man.
No, he was an excellent man. He didn't smoke, he didn't do anything. He was just in his corner for you, and a good father and a good son.
She says George Castellanos was a month away from graduating from Florida International University. He was shot dead trying to break up a fight at the Martini Bar at City Place in Doral about 3:30 a.m. on Saturday. Pilot is hospitalized after his helicopter crashed into the water off Key Biscayne on Saturday afternoon. FAA officials say the pilot, who was alone in the aircraft, reported engine issues shortly before the Robinson R-44 chopper went down. Beachgoer describes to NBC6 the moments before the crash.
Some form of mechanical failure where I saw the tail end of the helicopter side to side, and then I just saw it take a nosedive into the water.
Pilot reportedly suffered minor injuries. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. Millions of people will be looking up at the sky today to witness the solar eclipse. It's the first total eclipse over the United States since 2017 and will be the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is completely covered by the moon, will occur in more than a dozen states from Texas to Maine. Thousands of people are planning to travel to see the historic event. It'll be a somber day at a Polk County school. Ben Hill Griffin Jr. Elementary teacher Elvia Espinosa was killed on Saturday. Sheriff's Office says her 21-year-old son Emmanuel stabbed her to death at her home in Frostproof. She was 46. With Florida's News, I'm Reed Shepherd.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bruce Boros for Advanced Urgent Care, letting you know we are now making appointments to perform your MRI at our Marathon office. MRIs take about 30 minutes to perform, depending upon the area being scanned. And best of all, AUC will be offering MRI studies at affordable cash prices. Call 305-294-0011, option 7, to learn more. AUC has also created Keys Cares Health Plan to help those who can't afford medical insurance. This plan has a low monthly fee and includes most basic testing for acute illnesses at no extra charge. AUC provides high quality care at affordable prices. For more information on all our services, visit urgentcarefloridakeys.com. Thank you.
Advanced Urgent Care is the only urgent care in the Keys that is open 7 days a week, including Sundays.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
67 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
For over 27 years, Keys Med Spa has helped women and men of all ages look and feel their very best. At Keys Med Spa, we maintain the highest standards and use only the finest quality products for our procedures. Cool Sculpting, Bio-T, Hormone Therapy, Botox, Juvederm Fillers, Microneedling, and more. We have all the latest procedures that keep you looking your very best. All of our products are FDA approved and of the highest quality. Keys Med Spa Botox injections and every procedure we offer provide you with a quality you can always trust. And best of all, at Keys Med Spa, all of our procedures are overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson. Dr. Peterson has had a successful medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. For Botox and all of your spa procedures, Keys Med Spa are the trusted professionals to turn to when you want to maintain your youthful appearance and vitality. To find out more about Keys Med Spa or to inquire about the highest quality Botox, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good Keys, it is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Beautiful morning here, Monday, as we get to start the week. We're going to start it right off with Mayor Terry Johnson, Mayor of the City of Key West. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
I am doing well, thank you. And a busy weekend throughout the city, but an even busier week coming up. But also, we can recap some of what did happen last week. You and I were talking about the bond issue and an upcoming meeting about that. So tell us about the results.
Well, we had a really good conversation. We had presentations from three of our bond consultants, and then we really got to ask a number of questions. We had presentations by each one of our directors and our police and fire chief who have critical needs in front of them. In fact, I think the fire chief, Chief Averett, after he got done with his presentation. You know, he has one project that's $42 million. Mm-hmm. And we had a good conversation about the fact that Key West has for years and years and years, you know, worked with a situation where we save until we had enough money for the project. The problem with that is that the project was three times the cost that we had originally anticipated by the time we saved. Mm. So we have some critical needs, critical infrastructure, critical public safety, roads and sidewalks, and our parks and recreation, and we'd like to start tackling these things in big chunks so that they don't fall into a state of disrepair like the MLK pool is. So we had a really good conversation on that, and we are moving forward. It will come in front of the city commission. We will develop language for the questions, and as it looks like right now, we're breaking it into four different referendum questions so that the public will have a chance to vote on four different items. We will hopefully do an incredible education process before the November referendum so that everyone is comfortable with what we are asking and they're comfortable with the fact that this is going to improve their quality of life and make Key West a better spot to visit and to live. So that was a really good session. And then we also, last week, we had two sessions for the Duval Street Resiliency and Revitalization Program. And in the morning, as we mentioned, we had the business and property owners of Duval Street. In the afternoon at 3 o'clock, we had the general public. And there were some fascinating exercises. We went from room to room to room to deal with our consultants and experts. And the first room that you went into, you actually designed Duval Street. And our general public got an opportunity to see just how challenging that is because it is literally 50 feet from storefront to storefront. So when you add a road down the middle of it, some extended sidewalks, you've pretty much used up Duval Street. So we got a chance to hear from the public there, and I think the public was very, very surprised because for the past year, our consultants have been doing work and observations and data collection down on Duval Street, and I think our public was shocked to know that there is four times as much pedestrian traffic as there is vehicular traffic on Duval Street. And some of our blocks are just overwhelmed. I took a look at one block in lower Duval, and we have over 25,000 pedestrians in that block in one day, and about 6,000 vehicles. So we have traffic in the city of Key West that's very similar to major metropolitan areas, and that's one of the reasons that we are taking a look at this, and we're going to make some improvements to Duval Street, not only for the business owners and our residents that are here today, but also for the business owners and residents that we're going to have in the next 50 to 75 years. Mm-hmm. So long-term planning on that. Mm-hmm. We had a ribbon cutting at the Mark House for the SOS organization, and they have created an eco farm out back in the Mark House, and they are growing their own vegetables in above ground pods. The Mark House residents are taking care of it, maintaining it, and also receive some of the food. But I was asking Tom Callahan at the ribbon cutting, I said, you know, how much money does this save you in vegetables? And he said, well, it doesn't save us anything because we never could have afforded the quality of vegetables that we are harvesting from this eco farm. So good, really good things there from the SOS and Mark House. We had our public City of Key West picnic at the Truman Waterfront, and kudos to our whole team because it was one of the most one of the greatest picnics that I have ever been to. We had Farmer Jeannie there, and she had petting animals for all the children. We had bounce houses. There were pony and horse rides. We had a demonstration from our police department and our canine division. And tonight, we are going to have the Key West Climate Vulnerability Assessment public meeting, and that's via Zoom. So you have to get online and register for that. But that's where we're taking our adaptation plan for the next 10 years for the city of Key West. And this week on Thursday, of course, we have our city commission meeting starting at 9, resuming at 5. And in between then, we have an incredible event, which is the ribbon cutting for the John Jones Navigational Centers. We're putting shovels in the ground. That will be at 2 o'clock on Thursday out on College Road at the location of our new homeless facility. So, and with that, I just wanted to say, Michael, also, I wanted to send out my condolences. We lost an incredible woman in the city of Key West. Dr. Shirley Freeman passed on Saturday. And Shirley was a former county mayor. She was a staunch environmentalist, and she was a mentor to many of us here in Key West and Monroe County. So our thoughts and prayers go out to her family and friends.
Yes, most certainly. We are speaking with Mayor of Key West, it's Mayor Tara Johnson, on Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. So, Mayor, I have very little left to talk about. You just you rattle, kind of like the Energizer Bunny this morning, just rattle them off one after another. But certainly our condolences again to the family of Dr. Shirley Freeman. She was certainly a great asset to the city and a great contributor, and we will certainly miss her. So, wanted to say that. So, the Thursday commission meeting coming up, is there any highlights that we should be watching?
Well, as we knew, it started off at 30 items. It's now up to 48 items. And there are a number of important things on that agenda. But I would really encourage your listening public, Michael, to really pay attention to our 5 o'clock session, because our 5 o'clock session is when we have text amendments for our land development regulations. And text amendments, although they seem small, can impact the way that we build, the way that your neighbors build, what we allow on each one of those properties. So please pay attention to those, because they're very important to not only the feel of Key West, but the density of Key West and what we're allowed to do and not to do with our structures in Key West. And as you know, we've got very limited property, and people want to do a lot with their property. Some of the things we can certainly allow, and some of the things are really a disruption to the neighborhood and to your immediate neighbors. So we want to make sure that we're paying close attention to those, and we're doing the things that are right for Key West for the next many, many years to come.
Most certainly. Again, it is Mayor Tara Johnson with us, Mayor of the City of Key West. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. So a busy week last week, a busy week this coming week as well, as always. And I do regret that I was unable to attend the picnic for the City of Key West. Dorian had called and asked if I would come over, and I was unable to do so. So, but next year, count me in. I'd love to be there. Play some music. It sounds like it was not to be missed.
Oh, it was just wonderful. And we had a dominoes tournament.
Oh, my gosh.
And believe me, there were some competitive dominoes being played up there. But the kids left exhausted, which I think was the goal of the picnic, because there was so much for them to do. And they were just running from spot to spot to spot. It was wonderful to see. And it was good to see our families out there from the city of Key West in a little different environment and get to meet the spouses and the children. And it was a great environment. And so kudos to our whole picnic team that put that on, because they did a great job.
Yeah, well, great for morale as well. And it's a nice little thank you for the employees who work so hard every day. So, Mayor, you covered a ton of ground today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we let you go?
Just enjoy yourself in the city of Key West. You know, this is just, I mean, it's a great time of the year, but we were getting a little cooler weather. Open up your windows and go out and take a walk, because we've got one of the most incredible communities to enjoy in the world.
Yes. Well, and thank you for your leadership in making this one of the most wonderful places in the world as well. So, Mayor, you have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Michael. Have a good week.
Thank you for being here, indeed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Mayor Tara Johnson with us, Mayor of the City of Key West. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Speaking of that beautiful weather, 73 degrees currently on our way to 81. No mention of rain, an east wind to about 15 miles per hour today. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 73. For tomorrow, sunny and 81. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 83. Thursday, sunny and 85. Make that, getting a 20% chance of precipitation on Thursday. And looking ahead to the weekend already, why not? We'll get a little optimistic there. Friday, though, a chance of showers at just 10%, 82. The weekend looking good this coming weekend. As mentioned, it's 73 degrees now, and no traffic incidents to report. Looks like the roadways are pretty clear, at least as far as US 1 goes. No traffic tie-ups to talk about at this time, other than the typical slowdowns, of course, Big Coppet and Stock Island in particular, as well as Almirada, the typical spots. It is 8:19 now, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys, and this is Good Morning Keys.
Meet Mike Lester.
Talent is not going to be the right choice for every single person out there, right? Because everybody is different. We do well when our clients do well. We're literally sitting on the same side of the table with them. We're in this together.
Yeah.
When you do well, I'll do well. Once we have that understanding, then we can come up with a plan that's designed to help you be successful in retirement.
Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talent Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
When the IRS comes after you, you want a real person by your side, not a faceless corporation. These companies on radio and TV have an 800 number and are in an unknown location in another state. You don't even know who owns the business. Is that who you can trust with your IRS problem that is ruining your life? I'm Steve Klitzner. I'm a licensed Florida attorney. I live and work in Miami. My practice is focused exclusively on helping people and businesses with IRS problems just like you. When you call or visit me for a free consultation, you speak to me. After all, I'm the one who will be dealing with the IRS on your behalf. Call me today at 305-682-1118 so I can get started on fighting to solve your problem immediately. I'm your local guy. 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Dex & Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Dex & Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Dex & Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot Keys summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit dex-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's dex-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Dex & Docs Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Good morning to you. It is 8:22 now, and we say good morning to Shannon Weiner. She is Director of Emergency Management for Monroe County. Good morning to you, Shannon.
Good morning, Michael, and good morning to your listeners.
Yes, thanks so much for being here. So we're coming upon a busy season. Obviously, emergency management is busy all year long, but I wanted to congratulate you. You were, again, elected Florida Emergency Preparedness Association President. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you are.
Great. Congratulations to you. That certainly is a testament to how well-respected you are statewide and certainly in a position of leadership. We will talk about hurricane preparedness here for a moment, but also you were informing me about House Bill 1567. So that was passed on to the governor under your leadership of the Emergency Preparedness Association. So tell us about that.
Sure. It was brought to the attention of the association sometime in early January that there was a House rep out of out of Charlotte County, actually, who is very interested in pulling together a bill establishing minimum qualifications for local emergency managers. So that is under Florida State Statute 262. The legislator created that position of your county emergency management director and made them the lead for those disaster responses across the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And since then, you know, that happened way back a long time ago in the 60s.
Okay.
But since then, you know, in the past few years, Florida in particular has felt the brunt of so many storms, so many hurricanes and tropical storms. And the realization of how important that job is, also as the number of residents of Florida has grown, has really come to the forefront of the job that we do as professional emergency managers. So the association was approached by the House rep, and he said, look, I am looking to establish some minimum qualifications to really establish a new level of professionalism in the field of emergency management in the state of Florida. So we got together. Our association has what we call our County Emergency Management Directors Working Group. And all the counties in the state of Florida, there's 67 county emergency managers, got together and said, you know, what does this look like? How can we help craft this bill and work with the rep's office to help make it not just benefit the people of the state of Florida, but help really grow and establish our profession? So we were able to do that. It was very exciting. And they carried it forward. It was approved by the Senate. It's on the governor's desk. And basically what it says is you have to have experience to come into that position with having actual disaster response experience. You have to have responded to a number of disasters so that you really know what it's like to have that type of disaster chaos and cleanup around you. And step up to that comprehensive job of recovery that we do in emergency management.
Yeah.
You have to have training or education, formal education or formal training in the field of emergency management. And you can also have your certification, your professional emergency manager certification, which is something that the Florida Emergency Preparedness Association offers. We offer two different levels of certification. One called an associate emergency manager for your someone who's newer or younger in the field that has about 3 years experience, and one that is called a professional emergency manager certification where you have 5 or more years of experience in the field. And it's just a really neat way to tie the work of the association and what we do and help you build that network of professionalism across the state to, you know, the qualifications and the standards of what we do every day as emergency managers in all the counties across the state.
Mm. Well, we're fortunate to have you in that leadership position as well, because you've been certified since 2005, and you've led us through some pretty big events, no doubt about it. So it's good to hear that there will be standards across the state. Thanks to that House bill that you have proposed. Shannon Weiner with us. She is the Director of Emergency Management on Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. So hurricane preparedness, Shannon, it's always a big topic, and we're starting to come into the hurricane season again. The press has been talking about researchers across the country preparing us for a very, very busy season upcoming. Expected La Nina, I believe, conditions this summer. So that could be favorable to hurricanes. So we probably should remind people what they should be doing in advance of hopefully it won't be what they're saying, but it could be a very busy season coming up.
Right. Absolutely. I know a lot of people pay attention to Colorado State University and their predictions, yeah. And they have a forecast for 23 named storms this year, and that is pretty busy. Mm. And like you said, that's credited to the change in the weather patterns. It seems like not that long ago you and I were talking about the El Nino winter and how it might be maybe a little bit more stormy winter than we're used to having. Mm-hmm. And now it looks like El Nino is going to leave us, and La Nina, the opposite weather pattern, is going to come in. Probably they're looking, I think, at late summer or early fall, August, September, and so, which is also happens to be the height of hurricane season.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
And the thing about El Nino was it provides a lot of heavy wind shear. So sometimes that kept a lot of those storms, you know, it kept them from getting too close or breaking down before us or made them maybe a little less severe. But La Nina does not have that wind shear. She does not bring that with her. So it is looking like a stormy season. But no matter what the count, you know, 23, 10, 12, we all know living in Florida, and especially the Florida Keys, that it just takes one storm to have that disastrous and catastrophic impact. And we all need to have a plan and be prepared.
We most certainly do. Shannon Weiner with us, Director of Emergency Management, Monroe County, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And 23 storms now, is that what they're expected to hit Florida, our region? Or obviously they don't know the tracks of any of those.
Right. It's just named storms.
Got it. Okay.
Is the category. Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, they may or may not make it here or anywhere. But they're looking to have 23 storms develop to the point where they have a name, which is a tropical storm. Could be a tropical storm, not necessarily a hurricane, but definitely a busy season ahead.
Yeah.
For sure.
Most certainly. So, as you said, and again, it just takes one. So, preparedness is most important. June is officially the start of hurricane season, if memory serves. But there's a lot of steps in hurricane preparedness. A lot of those steps can be found at monroecounty-fl.gov, and then go to emergency management for Monroe County. But making a plan is important, and now is the time to do that.
Absolutely. And especially here in the Florida Keys, you kind of have to have two plans. You have to have a plan as if we're going to shelter in county, or you're going to have a plan to shelter out of county. We here in the Keys, we will usually shelter in county and open up our local county shelters for a Category 1 storm, sometimes a tropical storm, depending on the impacts. So you always want to make sure you pay attention to what impacts may be coming your way. So sometimes we do open a shelter under those types of conditions. And maybe a low-end Category 2 we'll stay in County 4. Now, so if we stay in county and you have a safe place to be, you have a safe home, you can have a plan to shelter there in your home. But of course you want your home to be safe. You want a good roof on your home. You want hurricane shutters, or be able to board up. And you want to have that plan for water, that 1 gallon per person a day, for 5 days. You want to have canned food. You want to have food for your pets. Sometimes people forget about food for their pets. You want to have your car fueled up before the storm comes. You want to have cash in case we lose electric, right? And you need to go to the store and you need to pay for some groceries there. You also want to have your prescriptions. It's good to have prescriptions a little extra on hand if you can. If you can't, in the state of Florida, there is a law that says if we are under a state or local emergency or there is a storm pending, that you can go out and get prescriptions refilled so that you have them, you know, post-storm if need be. Definitely, you know, a time to be prepared to have that in-county shelter plan. Our in-county shelters in Monroe County are Key West High School, Sugarloaf School, Marathon High School, and Coral Shores High School. So there is somewhere to go near each one of our beautiful islands. But then you want to have a plan for if we evacuate. Now, we'll evacuate for a Category 3 storm or higher, or sometimes a high-end Category 2, because, you know, a lot of times storms come in with stronger impacts than planned for. So we want to make sure everyone is safe. So if we call for an out-of-county evacuation, that is something that the county, in their decision-making, weighs heavily on. We know that it is a challenge logistically for people. We know it's hard on the roadways. We know people don't like to leave their homes, But we only call for that evacuation unless it is absolutely necessary. And one of the reasons we do is because when you have those Category 3 storms or higher, you have deadly levels of storm surge. Hmm. So that means surge 3 feet or higher. And so it's not a safe place to be anywhere in the Keys. That's why a lot of us have elevated homes, right, the majority of us, because you want to be get away from that storm surge. So no place in the Keys is safe from storm surge, unlike on the mainland.
Yep.
In the mainland, sometimes you only have to evacuate 10 miles, 5 miles. But here, we do have to go all the way to Miami-Dade County. We have a shelter that is open to everyone in Miami-Dade County at FIU. It is pet-friendly, so everyone can bring their family and their pets.
Hmm.
And a lot of people go to the mainland and stay with friends or family, you know, that they know that live up there as well. So as long as you have a safe place to go, have that out-of-county plan as well. And all the things you put in that at-home shelter kit for sheltering in county, make them mobile and take them with you. And we're always going to try and get our residents back as soon as possible. We know everyone wants to come and check on their homes and make sure that if any repairs are needed, they get done as soon as possible. We want that, you know, we live here too, and all your first responder community and all your infrastructure and healthcare partners are working too to help put your county back together and make it whole again. And we're in the same boat as you. We want to be able to get home and check on our homes and get them back better, because we know how important it is that you be there and we have that return to normalcy as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So that's always our goal, and we don't take evacuation lightly.
No, I know you don't. And I've a lot of people haven't been privy to seeing what goes on behind the scenes during an emergency. And I know that the decision to evacuate is not taken lightly at all by you or the rest of the county officials, but it's done so only after very close coordination with all kinds of other interagency personnel, et cetera. But the amount of coordination leading up to and during an emergency is really a sight to see and really very, very impressive. And it's obvious why emergency management's now looking to have the specific skill set to take on that job, because it really is very almost overwhelming. I'm very impressed with your grace under pressure in particular, Shannon, during these situations.
Well, thank you. Having a storm, having a disaster, in particular a hurricane, you know, you do have the benefit of having time to plan.
Hmm.
And here in Monroe County, we have fantastic partners. Of course, the National Weather Service, Key West, and the National Hurricane Center, the professionals there are just that. They are top-notch. We are very fortunate to have John Rizzo, Chip Casper, Chris Rothwell. They have a great team down there. They take care of us, you know, on the marine weather side of things and the land-based weather side of things, which blend together, right?
They do pretty closely here
in Monroe County.
Yeah.
But those guys, we really couldn't make the plans and respond like we do without the information that we get from them and their partners with the National Hurricane Center.
Yeah.
And they are just always available, you know, standing guard 24/7. So they are definitely a key to public safety here in Monroe County during hurricane season. So that makes my job a lot easier.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of professionals that make up the team, no doubt about it. Shannon Weiner with us, Director of Emergency Management for Monroe County on Good Morning Keys. And you talked about the desire to get people back into their homes as soon as possible. Let's mention the Hurricane Placard Reentry Program as well for businesses. That, that application process and deadline will be coming up soon.
Yes, here at the end of the month will be the deadline for local businesses to apply for what we call our early reentry business program. Mm-hmm. And what that does is offer businesses the opportunity who want to come back in and have the offerings, the skill sets, the services to help the county recover quickly. It allows them to come back in early and and help put their businesses back together quickly to be able to provide those services to help the community, volunteer with the county. So we're looking for businesses like landscapers and restaurants to provide food, or hotels to provide places to stay, you know, construction contractors, those types of things. Anyone who can help with, you know, debris removal, moving things out of the road, helping neighborhoods clean up from debris. Those are the types of businesses that we're looking for, and all they have to do is, like you said, go online to our website at monroecountyem.com and look for reentry and fill out an application. You do have to apply because you are coming back into the county early. We do want you to have a plan on how you can take care of yourself and your staff. So in the event that we don't have power or water, so we want you to have a safe place to stay. We want you to have a plan for if you get a flat tire. We want you to have a plan to feed yourself, and we want you to be able to be self-sustaining, is what we call it in the business, and help others. So it's not a big lift. It's good to have that kind of plan anyway, right?
Mm-hmm, it is.
So.
Yeah.
It is. So we encourage our businesses that can help out and are willing to volunteer with the county during that recovery phase. We encourage you all to apply. And I believe the last day of April is the last day to apply for this hurricane season.
Yeah, very well. Well, Shannon Winder, again, she's with us, Director of Emergency Management for Monroe County on Good Morning Keys. And, well, there were a number of crowds elsewhere, but we're not having to deal with the eclipse this time, at least in our neck of the woods. But I know a lot of other parts of the county, maybe even emergency management personnel, are called into action because there's about 500,000 people additionally in a number of different small towns up to our far north that are dealing with the eclipse. But we don't really need to deal with that here. That's not a problem anyway. That's good. But yeah, but people can watch that online anyway. It's just I make note of that because that is happening today. That's a big event. Yep. But for us in the Keys, we won't really note that or see that much. But hurricane season, yes, that's a big topic that is just around the corner. Make your plan. Be prepared. Go to the emergency management website for the County of Monroe to learn more. So, Shannon, a lot of very good information, as always, again. And we certainly want to congratulate you for being reelected the Florida Emergency Preparedness Association president. Thank you so much for your leadership here locally and statewide.
Thank you, and thank you for the time to speak with you and your listeners. I always appreciate it and enjoy it.
Yes, well, thank you. Likewise, and you're welcome back anytime. We'll talk soon.
Okay, have a good day.
Yes, you do the same. Thank you very much. It is Shannon Winder with us. She's Director of Emergency Management, as mentioned, Monroe County, Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys, no emergencies on the roadways to talk about. At this point, we will just double-check, see if anything else has come in, and it has not, so US 1 is looking incident-free at this time. It is 8:42 now on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Holt with Keys Auto Center. We are proud to announce our second location at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard. We offer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC truck, Nissan, and a large pre-owned inventory as well. That's in addition to our original location at 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, where we offer Toyota, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. We even offer Vespa scooters and Epic and Club Car golf carts. With 11 new car brands, we are dedicated to making your buying experience as easy as possible. Please visit us at either location 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, or visit us online at keysautocenter.com.
That's Keys Auto Center, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, and now at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West. Keys Auto Center, your hometown dealership.
This is Ollie North for Four Star Rentals. Four Star Rentals is the most complete rental store in the Keys. They can provide rental equipment for every do-it-yourself project from your house to your yard. Bobcats, chippers, chainsaws, and tile saws, you name it, they have it. They also deliver throughout the Keys. That's Four Star Rentals. Model marker 4.5 on Stock Island, These guys are really good. That's 4-Star Rentals. Go see them soon.
Check us out. What Colonel Ollie North says is absolutely true. We're locally owned and operated. We offer a fleet of delivery trucks for fast all-in-one delivery. 4-Star Rentals is the oldest tool rental and party store in the Florida Keys. We make it easy to get that job done for that party or very special event. We're located at mile marker 4.5 in Key West, or just call us and we'll come to you. 4-Star Rentals, 294-7171. That's 294-7171. Remember, Colonel Ollie North never lies.
The Greenhouse. Have you been there yet? We even spell it with three E's to help you smile when you say it. That's our goal. We carry the largest selection of hemp-derived THC and CBD products in Monroe County. If you've been taking medication for anxiety, depression, inflammation, lack of sleep, or muscle and joint pain, and it's just not working, or you don't like the side effects, we can help. If you're looking to chill, relax, escape, focus, or even break out into euphoric fits of laughter, we can help there too. No medical card is needed. You just have to be 21 or over. Our three locations are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. In Key West, we're at 431 Front Street, just in front of Mallory Square. In Marathon, you can find us at mile marker 52 at 10875 Overseas Highway. In Key Largo, we're at 99304 Overseas Highway in the middle of the road. Swing on by, share your goals with us, and we'll recommend a product to help you reach them. And we back our recommendations with a 100% money-back guarantee. The Greenhouse. Stop on by and find out what the buzz is all about today.
Visit one of the 10 locations of the Greenhouse, including Big Pine Key, Isla Mirada, Key Largo, and three locations in Key West.
Hey, Florida Keys family, this is Box with Lichty Marine in beautiful Marathon, Florida. We are kicking off spring with a chance for you to win a brand new Suzuki 9.9 outboard engine. This thing's valued at just over $4,000, and all you have to do to qualify is schedule a 50-hour or above maintenance or book your Suzuki Repower appointment by April 15th. We're a full-line boat, trailer, and number one Suzuki Repower dealer of the Florida Keys. Visit us online at marathonsuzuki.com.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Spring into savings this month at Kia of Key West. Our featured vehicle is the 2024 Kia S Sorento. If you want a mix of quality, practicability, and performance, the Sorento is a great option. The S Sorento comes with standard third-row seating, digital touchscreen instrument panel, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Also, 8 USB charging ports. You get a lot of value for your money. KiaofKeyWest.com. And remember, Kia and the Keys just go together.
Good morning, Keys, on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys, and we are still looking incident-free on the roadways. Sheriff's Department reporting that there are no incidents up and down US 1 as of this morning, so that's good news. We are at 74 degrees on our way to 81. Beautiful weather, had a little bit of a cooling trend, looking like we're going to get it to 81 for today, 81 for tomorrow, 83 for Wednesday. No mention of rain until Thursday with a 20% chance of precipitation, 85 for the high on Thursday. We now say good morning to Sheriff Rick Ramsey, Sheriff of Monroe County. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, traffic is going real well today, Mike. I'm driving down to Key West. Traffic is relatively light.
Yes.
Last couple of days, I think we've finally started to see traffic thinning down a little bit. Usually after Easter, we have a reduction in traffic, and it seems a little better last couple of days.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case, but let's remind people that traffic will be an issue this weekend, the 7 Mile Bridge run, whereby the bridge will be shut down. You need to make alternative plans for getting up or down the Keys as of Saturday.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's really important for our listeners to know. 7 Mile Bridge run again this weekend. We're going to be shutting the bridge down at 6 a.m. sharp. between 6 and 9, the bridge will be shut down in both directions. There'll be no traffic flowing for any reason. So we tell our listeners just to plan ahead. We're going to go to Miami, leave earlier, or have a plan, or change and go to an alternate date. But 6 to 9, we're going to have to shut that bridge down as we do every year to make sure this is a safe event for everybody.
Yeah, indeed. Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County on Good Morning Keys. So, Sheriff, a pretty big news story there whereby a 62-year-old Marathon, Florida man, he's a pastor formerly in Monroe County, of course, in Marathon. He was wanted on child abuse-related charges. He fled the jurisdiction, was picked up in Texas. So a great coordinated effort between a number of law enforcement agencies to bring him back to justice here in the county.
Yeah, this is a really sad case. This pastor out of Marathon, we received a complaint from a 15-year-old girl alleging that she was sexually assaulted by the pastor. We interviewed her, did the investigation, found her to be credible. We ultimately had probable cause to arrest the pastor for sexual battery. We did arrest him. He proclaimed his innocence and was going to have his day in court, got released on bond, and then fled the jurisdiction. No showed for his hearing. So once he didn't show, we had to put a warrant in the system for him, try to track him down. Our information believed that he'd already fled the jurisdiction of Monroe and that he fled the state of Florida. So we worked very closely with our partners in law enforcement abroad, and eventually we did locate him in Texas, where he has an adult son, and he was rearrested in Texas on a $1.3 million bond from here in Monroe. He'll be brought back to this jurisdiction where he'll remain in my jail until he can answer the charges for the sexual battery on his minor. It was important that we got him right away for safety and fear of the victim in this case, for safety and fear of other potential victims, because predators like this continue to reoffend. Even though they get arrested and move to another jurisdiction, they generally don't stop their preying on younger people. So it was really kind of important that we had a full court press, which we did, to get him, and we had him in custody in about a week. So I think really good job to law enforcement partnerships everywhere, Mike.
Yeah. Well, and it does appear that he was intending to flee. I know there was some further investigation of his cell phone, I believe, and others. So anyway, he was apprehended, and he is now back in Monroe County. So a number of other arrests being made this past week, though, a couple of them for drugs. A 29-year-old Tavernier man arrested methamphetamine and drug-related charges with a traffic stop in Key Largo. Once again, traffic stops. We talk about that all the time. Your officers never know what they're going to yield, never know what kind of danger they may present as well. But in this case, a drug arrest was made.
Yeah, you know, we keep talking about the importance of traffic stops for a lot of reasons. First is traffic safety, but because of the cars are used to commit crimes, we continue to derive other charges as a result of traffic stops. Stop this car, Tavernier man, upper keys, traffic violation. We had a strong odor of marijuana coming out of the car, which gives us probable cause to get inside the car. Inside there, as you said, we found the methamphetamines and other drug-related paraphernalia and signs of drug trafficking. This appears to be a drug dealer, not a drug user. And ultimately, we did arrest him on multiple drug-related charges, got the drugs off the streets, and hold him and others accountable. And as we always say, keep sending the message that this is not the place to do it, because you're more likely to get caught, arrested, charged, and more time in jail here than other places.
Yeah. Well, we had another individual on a traffic stop, a 43-year-old, again, Tavernier man, drug-related warrants, was arrested Thursday. He was caught with more than an ounce of cocaine in his possession. That, too, was a traffic stop, but he was also charged with cocaine trafficking and introduction of contraband into a jail facility. So that must have been a prior event.
Yeah, we had, well, you know, here he had warrants for his arrest for from the sheriff's office for dealing in drugs, so we were looking for him anyway. We got him on a traffic stop. We served warrants on him. He had drugs hidden on his person. While we did a cursory search, yeah, we don't do a strip search there, but we always warn people to make sure they tell us now, because if they have drugs on them, there'll be additional charges if they come into the jail. And when they come into our jail facility, we have body scanners, as we know, to help us look for any weapons, but also, in this case, narcotics. So he had hidden narcotics on his person that showed up at the jail. So he got charged additionally with additional possession of the narcotics, but also introduction of contraband into the jail facility, which is a felony. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just a drug dealer here that we've been dealing with for a while, that we already, again, had warrants for his arrest on other related drug charges, and continues just to deal drugs, and we're going to continue to hold him accountable, and he's sitting in jail on multiple felony charges for multiple sales of cocaine and possession. So he'll be in jail for a while, I think, Mike.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot of drug charges and apprehensions as of this past week. I know K-9 Coral had a hand in some of this as well. Another man from Homestead in possession of pills and cocaine, a traffic stop in Key Largo, charged with trafficking oxycodone, possession of cocaine, possession of controlled substance, driving with suspended license. So that occurred. You had a Tavernier, Florida woman fled from the sheriff's office in Key Largo, and she was arrested as well. So that was yet another incident on the highways that could have gotten a lot worse.
Yeah, she was clocked doing excessive 70 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Mm-hmm. Officer Turn tried to stop her. She accelerated, tried to flee, and then suddenly turned off the U.S. 1 onto side streets and tried to elude us on the side streets, almost striking several vehicles before she came to a dead-end stop and was taken into custody. So again, you know, people, if they're going to get pulled over, just stop. Most of the time, you're probably just going to get a warning. Mm-hmm. But when you flee and run, you make things so much more worse. You're going to jail, your car's going to get towed, you're going to have to deal with criminal charges. Just not much good comes out of fleeing from the police, especially here in the Keys, one road. It's hard to get away from us. You know, we have one road in, one road out. You know, it's hard to get away from the radio. And we have stinger spike systems in all our cars, so you can only go so far before we're going to blow out your tires. It just doesn't make any sense. Just stop and whatever it is, deal with it. But people compound their problems by acting irrationally, making emotional decisions versus logical decisions.
Well, and speaking of people making their situation worse, there was a guy in Key West who spit on a deputy. He was actually being taken out of handcuffs following an investigation, and this guy decided to spit in your deputy's face. That made his situation a lot worse, and certainly it again points to your deputies putting themselves in very unsafe conditions on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, this is an individual named Mr. Timmy Farmer. He's been arrested over 50 times. You know, he's a frequent flyer, as we call him. Mm-hmm. He was being detained for a criminal investigation at a convenience store in Key West. The time we were going to release him, you know, we didn't think we had enough probable cause to make an arrest right there. So he was getting ready to be released. They were getting ready. They're starting to try to take the handcuffs off him when he spit at a female police officer from the sheriff's office who was uncuffing him. So once he did that, spitting on someone, that's a battery. We kept the handcuffs on, and we charged him with a battery and other related charges there. So mm-hmm. It just makes no sense, you know, but, you know, that shows what we're dealing with. Yeah. Even when someone knows they're going to get ready to get released, they still potentially could be a threat to a police officer. The threat is always there, whether your initial encounter, during your encounter, or even the tail end when you're closing an encounter, the threat always continues.
Well, we would certainly like to see more respect for law enforcement officers, but it does seem like there are incidents on a pretty regular basis whereby they're being threatened. Marathon, Florida man arrested Saturday, threatening to harm sheriff's office deputy. He threatened to hurt your deputy who was conducting a welfare check. And then this individual did make verbal threats, balled his fists, and et cetera, and your deputy was in harm's way.
You know, again, you don't know what happens in a call. A simple call, you're called to a well-being check just to make sure someone's okay in the household. So you would think there, that's probably a very low threshold for violence. But as you see here, we do the welfare check, and while there, it's a 50-year-old male, very aggressive, very agitated, starts making threats to harm one of my officers, threats to do violence to the deputy on the scene, which ultimately resulted in going to jail from something which should have been just simple to do a welfare check. Mm-hmm. But we always say a We're not going to allow people to threaten my men and women. If you make threats to hurt my men and women, you are going to go to jail. But it continues to send a message. Again,
CBS 60 Minutes and the big listeners react to Albert Power. Sheriff's office was in the national spotlight for making that apprehension as well.
Well, again, we talk about traffic.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
He doesn't
want to rest it down, low kinds of documents, foreign documents, passports, electronic equipment that we didn't recognize what it was. We knew he was a Russian national. Had a lot of concerns about why he was fleeing. What was his equipment? What was he doing? We called our friends out, the FBI, who came out, were very concerned about him, did some interviews, and ultimately, yes, you saw the 16-minute series about this Havana syndrome, indicating that this person somehow was related into this, had stuff to erase the GPS memory of the car. So really interesting case. Well, obviously, we've turned it over to the federal government. Our job is to deal with state charges for traffic and fleeing. But it's interesting, again, to show the partnership of us having communication, cooperation, partnership, teamwork with the federal government to call them about something which is up their alley, potentially, and see that it developed into what it did. And, again, you don't know why you're stopping a person. You think it's something traffic-related, and you fall into potentially a Russian agent in the U.S., doing cyber-related crimes and, you know, other related activities to hurt federal agent employees with some of this Havana syndrome. So it's just, again, you know, every day the law enforcement is so different, diversified, you never know what you're getting into.
No, you certainly do not. Well, Sheriff, we've taken up a lot of your time again today. Certainly a busy week last week. You're going to have a busy week this next week. We remind people one more time, 7 Mile Bridge runs Saturday morning. The 7 Mile Bridge will be closed down for 3 hours there. So, Sheriff, anything else you'd like to mention, though, before we let you continue with your day?
No, I think you covered most of it, buddy. I appreciate you, Mike. Listeners, I hope everybody has a great day, great week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You be safe, and the best to you and all of your officers. We certainly back you each and every day. Thank you for all that you do, Sheriff.
Take care, bye.
All right, take care. Sheriff Rick Ramsey with us, Sheriff of Monroe County, Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys, getting set for Glenn Beck. He'll come your way in just a few minutes, followed by Clay and Buck. They come your way at noon. It is Sean Hannity at 3 o'clock. It's Mark Levin, 6. 9 o'clock, Jesse Kelly, Coast to Coast AM overnight. Always breaking news as it happens. Local, state, national news is updated at least every half hour. Weather updated around the clock for you as well. It's engaging information that you need each and every day, and we appreciate you being here and listening to Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Keys Talk 96.9-1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
We are not in the path of totality for the first solar eclipse since 2017, but you may still be able to catch a partial solar eclipse in some areas.
Your best bet to see almost 50% of the sun covered by the moon is around 3 this afternoon. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas astronomy teacher Kyle Jeter says if you're going to try and catch a glimpse, don't forget to wear eclipse glasses.
About half of the sun should be covered at maximum, a little more than half.
He says having the Earth, sun, and moon in this alignment could lead to new scientific discoveries. The frost Cross Science Center and Belen Jesuit Preparatory School are hosting watch parties. The next solar eclipse is 2044. Wendy Grossman, Miami.
Taking pictures of the eclipse with your phone, though, could damage your eyes and your camera. You're going to need to use the same material used in eclipse viewing glasses to put over your phone's lenses. There are also smartphone filter kits available online. Changes to the city of Doral's nightlife may be coming after a mass shooting at City Place, a shopping center, leaving two people killed and seven others injured. Mayor Christy Fraga says there is a special meeting Wednesday.
We will look to the evidence that points us to the right decision.
Security guard George Castellanos was killed trying to break up an argument between patrons outside Martini Bar. The shooter was also shot and killed by police. A false alarm causing a brief scare at Dolphin Mall in the city of Sweetwater. Police responded after getting reports of shots fired. Shop